Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm going to speak about the Fabinho stuff. I'm just going to...
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Now, this is... We can't really say this is much in terms of insight at the moment. This is more reacting to a story.
Yeah.
I know you're frantically sending a couple of text messages there along the way as well to see where we can get. But I'll try and bring it up on the screen if I can, if not, I'll read it out. But it's from David Ornstein, has just tweeted.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Aaron's got it sorted there for us. Al Ittihad. Set to make a concrete bid.
That's a different club.
Different team, if my pronunciation for those listening, it is a different club. Al Ittihad are set to make a concrete bid to sign Fabinho from Liverpool for £40 million. This is expected to develop fast one way or another. The key issue for Liverpool is getting a number six. Is letting a number six go without replacement, but they're working on this. Romeo Lavia is among multiple options. So, like I say,
yeah.
I can't ask you for any insight on this because I know it's
not an insight, but we can react to it. Yeah.
Exactly, we can definitely react to the story. Yeah, wow. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to let you react to the story, Neil.
Well, again, from a Liverpool point of view, I think that price was £40 million.
Yes. I'd take that.
Yeah, I think that's bite your hand off time.
I agree.
I think that's bite your hand off time for Liverpool.
Same.
Initial reaction, obviously.
Yes.
And I don't think Liverpool would obviously let him go without having a replacement in there. But I actually don't think of 40 million and whatever else you've got in the bank and the wages you're saving and whatever. I actually think that won't be as arduous a task as it might once have seemed to replace someone like Fabinho. It just means the only worry you would have is obviously unless Liverpool have seen this train coming down the road a long way away, maybe some of the signings they've made might be made with the idea that you have Fabinho and that you have Henderson in your squad, and so you look at McAllister and you look at Szoboszlai. It'd be interesting to know whether, if you'd have known at the start of the summer that those two could leave, would you have targeted different players first and gone elsewhere? Probably not. And maybe does it mean that you don't look at Lavia now because you think, well, actually we wanted Lavia to go sort of alongside and then eventually take over from Fabinho, but actually now we need someone to just go straight into the team day one and play.
Well, also there's £40 million extra in your pocket that you
yeah.
have.
But, yeah, know, yeah.
And I'm just going to throw names out there, but all of a sudden the £30 million that you were willing to spend on Lavia, throw 40 on it, and then Moises Caicedo becomes a more realistic option, or a better DM. I'd take 40 in my place.
I think that's a hard one for Liverpool to say no to at this stage, regardless of whether you think he is capable of getting back to a level. Even if he is, it's only probably one or two seasons maximum.
He's 29,
and Henderson particularly had a really poor season last year and looked really worn down. Fabinho to me looked older than his years, if you want to say it like that. So he's almost a 29 year old who in the way he's played looks almost 31 32. I think it's hard to say no to £40 million, you know, at this stage for any 29 30 year old holding midfielder, not a centre forward, not your goalkeeper, not your sort of star man. We'll see if that offer arrives and how it develops, but I think we'll see some midfield links coming around Liverpool's way, I think, in the next few days. And by the way, just on Lavia, as far as I'm aware, nothing's changed in that regards, you know, in terms of still a way apart on fees and things like that. Whether this accelerates it or changes it or makes Liverpool pivot somewhere else and look at different types of player or different status of player, possibly there's every chance, isn't it? But in terms of Lavia specifically, at the moment, there's no great update.
Yeah, and like I say, in the piece there, David Ornstein says the club are working on options. If Fabinho should leave, we'd run with Larvin among a number of options. So there could be a couple of people are working at.
And I don't think, listen, that's the other good thing, isn't it? I don't think, so if you were talking, this was Trent, there's only a very small pool of players that you could sort of look at, isn't it? Salah, there's not really, you know, you're not going to cash your net wide if you're looking for it. I think with Fabinho, I think you can, I don't think you sort of, there's only one or two that you could get. I think there's quite a broad church, if you like, of potential people who could come in and actually do the right job for Liverpool. I'd be fascinated to see where they end up, whether it's Lavia, whether it's someone else, whether it's Lavia and someone else, whether it's, you know, a completely unknown name, a sort of another Szoboszlai out of the blue. It's just going to be a fascinating... I'm glad I wrote that piece on... Was it on Wednesday, wasn't it? I said, this is the most interesting and exciting pre-season Liverpool have had in years. It's actually, since I've written it, it's got 10 times more exciting and interesting.
Yeah, it's
almost like I know what I'm writing.
That's what's worth paying for.
By the way, this chair, I don't know if you've realised, as this show's been going on, this chair has been gradually sinking, so...
Well, fix yourself, go on.
I'm just, as I was talking in that last segment, I was just felt like I was just sinking. It's almost like I was trying to escape the show, but I'm not. I promise you I'm not. It's just the chair has been sinking.
It's the sinking feel I'm all getting. But going back to the reaction to the Fabinho stuff, is that... Liverpool have got Stefan Bacetic, Liverpool a bit. The players we've been linked with, it was Lavia's the only one really, I know, but like, they're young players. Again, if Liverpool sold Fabinho, do you not think they would probably need someone more experienced? A proper number, with all due respect to Lavia, who could develop into something, and Stefan Bacetic could develop into something. I mean, your daddy, you'd want someone who can, 24, 25, ready to go, or even whatever age really.
100%. My sort of, you want Fabinho again, wouldn't you? When you sign Fabinho, you'd want that really. You couldn't. It would be a huge risk for Liverpool to say, "No, we're going to trust two teenagers to do the job," and not just that job. I mean, it's such a pivotal job, isn't it? You know, you have to learn that position almost, don't you? You really have to sort of master it and become, you know. And you look who the best in the world are at the moment. You know, people like Rodri. You know, in the past, obviously Casemiro and Sergio Busquets and people like that. You know, you have to be pretty perfect in that position to sort of to really master it. So it's a very it's a very difficult. Another bit of news, by the way. Darwin Núñez. I should have told you this when we started. Darwin Núñez, number 9, Liverpool number 9, changes number.
There you go.
Everything's happening today. Yeah, it's not a position that you can just sort of say to a young kid, go ahead, just go and learn, but you're playing every week as a number 6 in the Premier League. That's a massive, massive challenge. People like Lavia, Bajcetic, we've seen it with other players, you know, Curtis Jones, we've seen it in different positions with Trent. They're going to have these ups and downs naturally in their development because they're so young. If you're having them while you're playing every week in a position like that, that is really, really difficult, and that could really, you know, impact the team and impact yourself. So I would say Liverpool would probably need more experience.
Yep.
Listen, there'll probably be a Thiago update coming soon. You know, imagine the three of them go. You're not gonna just go down a kid's route on that. You're gonna have to get some kind of guarantee in that midfield option. You know, you've already got a lot of uncertainties, you know, as much as I'm quite optimistic about all of these factors, you've still got uncertainty around whether Curtis can maintain what he's done. You've still got uncertainty around where Harvey Elliott's going to get to. You've still got it over Darwin. You've still got it over Luis Diaz, whether he's going to come back as Jota, the injuries he's had. You've still got it over Gakpo and what level he's going to be getting to, considering the players he's replacing. You've still got it over where Trent plays, Virgil van Dijk's form. So you don't want to be adding in the fact that, and also all our midfielders are 19 and 20. That's a real sort of... You'd be really gambling with your short term.
Yeah, for the message on Plues, I've had that sinking feeling since last night.
It's a metaphorical chair.
Metaphorical sinking, yeah. He's the same thing. Hey guys, hope you enjoy watching that clip from our Journo Insight show. If you want to watch the entire show and indeed all of our other amazing content, head on over to redmenplus.com. Now, if you sign up as a yearly captain, and use the code Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, you'll get 50% off your yearly subscription. So you're half price. Get the Bobby Firmino doc, who the code was made for, all of the JNO Inside shows, and tons more over at redmenplus.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.